What is this? Hold on. Alex in Dallas. Alex.
Yes, how's it going?
What's up, Alex?
I was just calling because 105.3, the Jagger Show, is talking shit, saying you guys are arrogant and you guys should be blessed. And Howard Stern, he moved up in the rankings and you guys just took over. And I don't think they know that they were.
They must.
That
have.
Other show was talking shit to you guys. You know.
Do you got maybe audio of this?
Maybe he's friends with JV.
They're not talking about it right now. I'm listening to it, but
all right, if they start talking about that, let us know, okay?
All right.
Maybe they're it's, you know what? It's real tough to be the big boys. It's tough to be the top gun in town because there's always the people that want to come and have a little shootout with you to get a little attention, to get a name for themselves. And unfortunately, you know, fortunately for us, but unfortunately, we're now the show. We're the show.
Yeah, it means we made it, I guess.
Stern went over to Sirius. He's got a handful of fucking listeners. God bless. Have fun. You got a great paycheck, whatever. But as far as terrestrial radio goes, we're now the guys. We're the top of the pyramid. We're the guys that go on Letterman. We're, you know, it. So we're going to get shit. That's what's going to happen. It comes with the territory.
Let me make this perfectly clear. We did not put a gag order on anyone. I'll get Mark Chernoff on the radio on Monday to prove it. If I have to have Club Soda Kenny drag his ass into the studio.
There's no gag order.
Gag order? They're talking about us.
Why put a gag order on someone that's going to get booted out the door anyway any minute now?
I know for a fact Mark Chernoff went in and told them to shut the fuck up yesterday, and they did.
Certainly
like
did.
Good little boys. I know certainly that happened, but we had nothing to do with it. And I'll prove it on Monday. I'll drag Mark's ass right into the studio speak.
If one of the bosses tell them to shut up, it certainly wasn't us telling the boss that.
I'll get Joel Hollander on the phone to prove that we did not throw a gag order on anyone. Don't you worry. We'll take care of that on Monday. Daryl from Chicago, what's up?
Good morning, shit dicks. I got an advertising update for you guys here. And CKG is actually spending some money. They put the commercial on TV with the chick with the big fat ass, which is hilarious, mind you. And the billboards, and you guys aren't that ugly. I don't know what these guys are talking about. So, I think you guys are cute. Have a great day. Punching out.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to Dugout Doug. Doug, what's up?
This is just the situation I was waiting for. Right now, you got two shows that are talking crap about you guys. And we have two message boards now with pests. So I send out the invitation. Whackbag, you guys pick one show. FBA will pick the other. And let's see who gets more calls through.
Oh, by the way, we have already called
that's
out
nice from
attack.
The competition.
You guys go have fun. I heard you shut down message boards and websites yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's have a friendly competition between the message boards. Let's see who can fuck up the show the worst.
We love that our pests are, what they say, like computer geeks. They say that. Yeah. Who do you think wins in the battles on radio and over the computers and phones and whatever else there is? Yeah, they're geeks. Watch. Shut your ass right down.
FullBlownAids.com or OAExperience.com.
And Whackbag.com is going to go ahead and pick one of the shows, and we're going to start destroying.
You know, personally, I would like to see Whackbag and FBA get along. I mean, it's so stupid.
Yeah, this is a friendly, competition.
No, there's other websites that don't get along. They got their own thing going, and, you know, that's why we don't pay attention to them anymore, because they're not fan sites anymore. But I would like to see Whackbag and FBA get along in the end.
And this is a friendly competition that benefits what the show stands for.
All right, Doug, thank you.
Thanks, man.
We promote all fan sites. But when a website becomes less a fan site and becomes something else that has more bashing going on than fanness, thank you.
Then fanness.
Then there's no reason we should support that website. There's so many others that, you know, deserve to be supported. All right, listen, let's say hi to Charlie in Philly. Charlie.
Yeah, what's up, boys?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, I tuned away from my XM for a minute to see if Barsky was saying anything on 94.1.
Yeah.
And he was saying he thought it was funny you guys went over and it didn't seem like you were doing it on purpose. It was casual. And he goes, those guys were, you know, he said that they're begging for somebody to talk about them. So he says, I'm only going to talk about them for, like, 15, 20 minutes and that's it, because that's all they deserve.
Barsky has a sense of humor. He gets it. He's not all He's not all pissed off that he had to start a show late yesterday or today.
Exactly.
He understands the end game.
The same paycheck.
He understands the end game. He understands that, you know, we leave him with a, you know, a huge audience when you're having a show like yesterday or today.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting more info. Jagger is on the same station we're on in Dallas, and he's pissed off that we went late, I guess.
Oh,
look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's really simple. Instead of talking shit, call us.
There you go.
Just call us.
We put you on. We let you talk.
Call us.
And then it turns into a big argument. But
Jagger. And someone please call Jagger down there in Dallas. If you have a problem with us and what we're doing, call the show and we'll discuss it. Like men.
And we'll be civil at the beginning.
Like men who like pussy.
Oh boy. All right. I guess the civility thing is out the window.
Like men.
Men
who like to lick clits.
When men.
Right? Right, Jagger? Right? Right? Right?
Jagger like dick.
No, seriously, though.
Straight to the point.
I was trying to be a little subtle, my friend, Charlie in Philly.
Well, well.
But seriously, man, to all the jocks out there, if you have a problem, give us a call. Give us a call. Even Howard doesn't call the show. He knows the hotline number. I'm like, if you really have a problem.
Why did you call me, Tony?
If you really have a problem, call us. You got the numbers.
No one calls.
No one calls.
Why doesn't anyone in radio call?
But they're so brave on their own show with their microphones.
We try to call, and they don't take the calls.
Right.
And then when we say to call, they don't call. Call.
At this point, we got to declare war on every single radio show in America.
Yeah. On midday.
That includes you, Ron and Fez.
Yeah, don't think Ron and Fez are off the hook.
Well, Fezzy, why?
Those bastards.
Jagger.
I can't pot them up. Wait.
Jagger.
I'm on hold.
Jagger.
What did he do? Did he tell you they were going to go?
Jagger.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Hi.
Hello?
We're ready.
Okay, hang on.
We're always ready.
What, Christy?
Jagger.
It's ONA. Go ahead.
Jagger.
There we go.
Jagger.
There we go. Hello.
Hi, Jagger.
We had you on hold, but we got a huge disadvantage. You're on XM. We're on regular radio, and you guys were talking about stuff we couldn't air.
Oh, okay.
Sorry
we were cursing.
So what's going on? I hear you guys are talking about us today. Is there a problem?
Hang on. We were trying to call JV and Elvis, but we were told that they're not allowed to take calls about the fight you guys had.
Well, that's not true. We'll prove it on Monday because I'll drag Mark Chernoff's ass into the studio to prove it.
Okay, because I was going
to
say that.
Mark Chernoff told them to stop talking about us yesterday. We've never told anyone to stop talking about us. And like good boys, they stopped talking about us. That's not our problem. We had nothing to do with it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you clarified that because I was going to say that would be the biggest Hippocratic move ever because that's one of the things that you bash on Stern about.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, we would say whatever you want.
We'd
never put a gag order on anybody.
Our history speaks for itself. We've taken on everybody.
All right. Well, thanks. We had 8 minutes of content this past hour because you guys ran so late.
Yeah, well, we've never had a problem with you, have we, Jagger?
No, not at all. But I'm just saying, it's the past couple of days. That's all.
Did you guys...
Sorry there's been some collateral damage because...
I know, that's exactly what we were talking about.
It definitely,
about.
You know, is collateral damage.
Are you guys friends with JV and Elvis, I'm assuming?
No, we don't even know the guys.
Yeah,
we haven't even met them. No, we don't know them.
Now, Jagger, you've worked in New York. You've been around the block, man. You know radio, okay? Let me ask you something seriously, okay?
Go ahead.
You know yesterday, did you guys go with our show yesterday?
Yeah, it was on.
No, I mean when we went late?
Yeah.
Now, do you understand why we went late yesterday?
Because of the situation at the hospital with Anthony's girlfriend?
Wasn't that compelling radio?
What?
Was it compelling radio?
I didn't. That's Mondo. It's one of the other
guys.
Clarify that. That's Mondo.
Not only that, but it's like y'all didn't even really talk about that. I mean, I know. I guess it was discussed, but I don't. I think you guys just did your regular stuff. I didn't think it was really the discussion of what was going on with Anthony's girlfriend. And no, I didn't think it was that compelling that I had to stay riveted to the radio.
Wow.
Hey,
really?
You wanted an honest truth. You want me to...
No, I respect you for
That's
telling
good.
The truth. But
what do you consider, like, compelling radio, if not, like, somebody on the other personal life and things like that? Like, what do you consider maybe an example of compelling radio?
Well, the most compelling was when Jim Norton went to that Yankees benefit thing. That was pretty compelling.
Oh, and he trashed Jeter for like an hour?
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was hysterical.
Yeah.
That's fun.
All right.
Well, you really didn't find that interesting yesterday when Ant got completely personal. And
doesn't always have to be funny.
And was talking about the situation that was going on with him and his girlfriend.
Not particularly, but you know, I don't know Anthony.
Not Mondo, so.
And I don't know Anthony either. You know what I mean? So if I had a better working knowledge of you guys and had more of a you know how it is when listeners listen to a show, they become personal. You become a part of our lives, and I didn't feel that way.
I care.
I didn't feel it was that compelling.
Doesn't matter. The fans would appreciate it more because they have a knowledge of me and
you. Just you just don't want to find it compelling.
Hey, it has nothing to do with me finding it compelling
or wanting to.
Because I'm just saying the feedback. Because you know we're smart radio guys. We know when we suck. We know when we're having a good show. We know when we're in the zone. And the feedback I got to tell you from yesterday's show was unbelievable.
How much from Dallas?
It wasn't necessarily Dallas. It was just the people around us, and you know,
It doesn't get broken down. They don't know like.
No, I mean, I can't like start filtering email and go, well, Dallas liked it, San Francisco hated it, Boston liked it. Right. You know, in general, I'll say this: in general, people found a very interesting radio yesterday.
Yeah.
And then we went late, and you know, those guys had a problem with that. You know, we talked to our WISP in Philly. They had no problem we went late because they knew it was just one of those things. And then today we went late just to bust their balls. You understand?
Of course you did. Because we talked about that, because the last thing they do is tell people to go listen to Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was obvious we were going to go late today just to bust their balls, you know?
Oh, I know. I sat there and I'm like, here they go. And I knew exactly what that was for.
Right. But what I said is, this is one of those deals where it's a pissing match between the midday guys and you guys, but the affiliates are the ones that take it on the chin.
Nah, I mean, you guys would take it on the chin if all of a sudden we did this for the next 2 or 3 weeks. It's over.
Yeah, we're done.
From where we sit.
We're done with them.
Well, then we can stop spray painting over the kiosks with your pictures. Good God, there's enough of them here.
All right, well, I'm kind of surprised, to be honest, that you guys weren't enjoying that show yesterday, but, you know.
No, that's Mondo. Listen, that's one guy talking to you. Don't throw that out at everybody.
And this is Dean. I'm part of the show barely, but I honestly, I didn't hear yesterday because usually before the show I'm crying and drunk and I don't hear a lot.
Wait, is that Mondo talking?
No, that's Dean. This is not Mondo. I have nothing. I'm not affiliated with him.
All right.
But I was really curious if you could. Look at these pussies in here backing up. No. I mean, I have to say, honestly, I didn't get to hear it yesterday, so I was just wondering if you could just very briefly tell me what was going on, because I know briefly Anthony's girlfriend was sick or something like that, but I guess what I'm asking is why did it warrant enough time that it knocked everything out of whack? Not that that's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just wondering, what was it about that incident?
Just because it was unfolding as we were on the air. So the thing is, answers were being gotten and put out over the air as things were happening, so it ran late.
When the show started, we didn't know when Ant was going to be able to get his girlfriend out. It turned out to be a perfect radio bit, because right when we were ending the show, we get the good news that she's going to be released from the hospital.
Right.
And I know that sounds like, oh my God, they're doing a hacky bit, but it just worked out that way.
That's how it worked out. It was in real time, so it's hard to, you know, cut it off exactly.
But when you're getting some real radio from somebody on the show, and you can't all of a sudden say, well, hold that thought. We'll be back after these messages to hear more of Anthony's pain. So, you know, we went late and we got way behind in spots and guests and other things we wanted to do. So when 9 o'clock came around, we had this dude from Employee of the Month, Pedro.
Pedro, yeah.
But now we're starting to hear it might have been Pedro's twin brother.
His twin brother.
Because he sends
Efren Ramirez.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys this, because again, I'm kind of new to radio. But should you date someone based on the bitch you can get out of them? Just as a pointer.
Yeah. Actually, yes. Whatever material you can get.
It's 20 hours a week.
But you're too normal. Yeah. Now I'm just glad that you guys, and I hope you clarify it on the air Monday, because if JV and Elvis weren't allowed to talk about it because of Chiasano or other management, then that's fine. It was because of you guys. I'm like, that would be such a douche.
No, Mark Chernoff told them to shut up, and they shut up. We would never. We welcome them to talk about us as much as they want. Anybody talk. Whether we're going to acknowledge it anymore or not, you know, we're done with them. What happened yesterday? It happened, as you know. We don't do that all the time. We're off when we're supposed to be off.
Normal.
It happened, you know. once.
Okay.
And they you know, blew a head gasket about it. So, yeah, today we did it just to screw with them.
And you know, what's really going on is they don't like management, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they got problems over there.
They got their problems.
They go well beyond us.
They want to be doing a morning show or an afternoon drive show, so.
You know, it's funny. When I worked in New York, I actually worked with Cubby, who's over there with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, dear God.
That was a great moment when she walked into the studio and confronted us.
There's another compelling moment. That was fantastic.
But she wrecked it.
Yeah.
She did wreck it because we had, like, I don't know, a month of material.
Oh, we were going to pull tapes every day of her and just play them. It was so bad.
Yeah, but there was no gag order. We're going to try to prove it on Monday by dragging Mark Chernoff in. You know, and what frustrates me, we really try to do a very honest radio show. We try. We really do. Yeah. And, you know, there's so many guys in radio, they spew, you know, lies, and their listeners just buy into it like, well, it's got to be true. My favorite radio personality is telling me this.
All right.
We try to prove it, you know, any way possible, and we'll drag Mark or Tom Chiusano in Monday to say it. I'll call Joel Hollander personally and make sure, you know, that's cleared up.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. All right. Well, All right, guys. I'm glad you guys called us, actually, because we didn't know how to get a hold of you. The only thing we can do is call the free FM station in New York.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Do you have a personal number we can get?
Yeah. We know better than that.
Why, you need it? Who needs a job? Who needs a job? Who needs a job?
All right, Donate. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
I'll take it easy.
Bye, guys.
All right. See you.
There they go.
He'll talk shit about us right now.
Who are they?
I guarantee it.
That was one of those, like, meetings that people have where it's very uncomfortable, like political meetings where it's two countries that are like, I don't know about you. All right. We're not going to war here today, but
my gut feeling is everyone in that studio knows that yesterday was one of those days in radio. It was like radio gold. It was compelling.
It was playing out in real time. What the fuck are we supposed to do?
What was his name? Mondo?
Yeah. I don't know.
But I think Mondo's whole gig is that he's got to be the one that I didn't think much of.
But is that his
he had a point though. I mean, like when you know you and you listen to you guys every day, it's like, dude, I really know you. I know you by your girl.
Listeners will be more involved,
right?
But that's something anyone punching around the dial can punch into and go, you know, if you're into talk radio, you're going to stop and go, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
And check it out.
The hospital holding you hostage isn't a good enough story.
Yeah, exactly.
I could tell you when we suck. I mean, I don't know. I think it's kind of dishonest if another radio guy is going to say that yesterday wasn't interesting. It's hard for me to really believe that he believes that.
But what
that's my opinion. But I respect that he had the balls to say something.
Hey, but whatever, what I don't understand, I thought you guys were going into this call to bash. I thought these guys were talking about you. It seemed like you guys were going into a fight and you said...
That's how we work. It's an honest show. We're not going, let's call up and get in a fight, a radio fight.
No.
It's
no,
like,
no,
let's...
Get the truth.
No, you let them talk.
You talk first. Yeah. And then when you start getting shit like we did yesterday with those two jerk-offs, then it goes into battle mode. But there's no reason, just because it's another show on your phone, that you got to all of a sudden act like fucking animals all the time.
So these guys are basically... What I'm trying to say is I ever worked Dallas. Can I do this show?
Okay. You know, I should have seen that coming a mile away.
Pugs
yes, Rich.
Who's...
You don't know who Pugs and Kelly are on that station. It's us, Jagger, Pugs and Kelly.
I've never done Dallas.
And then a guy that...
I've done that.
What's his name again? He really hates us.
Oh, he had some shit with you. Another... fucking bunch of bullshit happened there. Said that you were sending him emails, right?
Saying you're next, we're taking over your gig.
You're next, we're taking over your gig.
It was a complete lie, and we actually had a computer geek prove that it was a lie to this PD, and he was still buying into the horseshit this guy was saying. Russ Meyer, something like that. Yeah. Like, I was writing emails to a station in Dallas saying, we're coming for your gig. Like, what?
This is...
We were trying to take on the whole radio world at that time. We were just trying to survive in New York and all the stations we were syndicated to.
Do you know what's so funny? Like, how, like, these midday guys will go after you, like, Xavier and us. But someone like Hannity, who is as well-respected at what he does as you guys do...
Hannity.
Because, hey, you know what? These guys are on my level. I can hang out.
Talent isn't afraid of talent.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't know what's wrong with Tom.
Best Freddy, it was a fucking opinion. Let him have it. We did let him have his opinion.
Yeah.
Norton wouldn't have let him have it. Well, he would have let him have
it. Yeah, I know.
No, I mean, I respect, I don't know. Let me say hi to Darren in Dallas. Darren, this proves I just know the radio business. Go ahead, Darren.
You
you were absolutely right, Opie. He just got on the radio after y'all got off and said that, yeah, I'm the one that's got the balls in the room. And the rest of them were like, yeah, I got too much to lose to go to bat with these two guys. And you caught it just right.
The guy, that he had the balls for saying he didn't think yesterday was compelling. I saw right through it. I'm like, come on.
Yep, that was his thing.
And even if he doesn't, that's fine too. Like, who gives a shit? It's just...
Yeah, they're douchebags anyway. I hate them anyway. I listened to him before I got my XM and got turned on to y'all, and he's a piece of shit. I hate him.
Everything's all right, Darren, subjective.
I honestly don't know much about this.
I just want to know why I'm an arrogant cunt.
Oh, you want to go there?
Yeah. I can tell you why you're a cunt.
It says, Tom, Oklahoma, Ant is an arrogant cunt. Hello, Tom.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right. Oh,
Russ Myers is Mondo Topless. It's Russ Martin. Sorry.
Oh, Martin. Why am I an arrogant cunt?
Because you said, isn't that compelling radio? Like everybody's supposed to be fucking impressed?
I didn't say... Hold on, sir. I never said once... I never said that was compelling radio.
Tom, it was me.
Never. And Opie said it was compelling radio.
And let me explain. Okay, of course not everyone's going to find a compelling radio, but I'm talking about in general. In general, that was a compelling radio show. People were glued to the radio. Got a lot of email from people saying I was late for work. I couldn't leave my car. I guess I'm speaking in general terms.
And
of
Tom,
course,
yeah.
There are people out there like boring, and they moved on to something else. No,
let me address Tom here for a second also. Opie's was not in the situation. I was. I can't say whether it was compelling or not. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
Tom,
here.
Yeah. I can't offer an opinion on how compelling it was because I was involved in it. It was my situation.
And
do you understand? Well, it's like I could never say, that was some compelling radio. That was just what was happening and me conveying it.
And not only that, when an athlete plays a good game, he knows it's a good game. He goes, you know what? I played above my level today, or I did well. You don't go, he's an arrogant douchebag. Okay. He knows he did better.
Even like the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
He knows he's in the zone and giving the people a great concert.
Yeah.
But there'll still definitely be someone in the audience going, they suck tonight. But I'm talking in general terms.
You know. Yeah.
I just know, Tom. that was a great show yesterday. I just know in my soul.
Yes, Tom.
More analogies.
Hey, why don't you let your fans, or lack thereof, speak for your success?
See, here, now you called with an agenda. You called with an agenda.
I didn't call with an agenda.
You did. You don't like it. Well, wait a minute. Let's talk civilly. You don't like us, and you said our fans are lack thereof with no knowledge of our ratings, Tom, right? Do you know how many listeners
we have?
You
don't have the ratings, Howard.
I have our ratings.
So it's not important.
Tom, I have our ratings. I know how many listeners we have. And saying our lack thereof is some ignorant response you're making because you don't know how many listeners we do. It's been printed that we do have listeners. So what you're saying is bullshit. You called with an agenda.
I didn't call for an agenda.
Oh, let me explain what agenda means first.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Get a friggin' dictionary.
Well, you don't have to explain anything to me. I'm not a crazy cunt like your girlfriend.
Oh. Hey.
Wow.
Don't call her crazy.
Low blow. Low blow.
Which is the heaviest box to lift?
Yeah.
Don't
act like
anything
he's
else.
A dummy.
Anything else, Tom?
Oh, I gotta go back to listening to Howard Stern like everybody else.
Oh, you got Sirius.
There you go.
Wait,
you got them both.
You got Sirius and XM.
Tom, wow. Tom.
Start What's that?
Tom has more radios than he does teeth.
Sister, right?
You're not my wife or my sister.
Tom,
yeah.
What are you? You know,
read some articles on Howard Stern, and then you'll realize how wrong you were with that last statement.
And keep listening. You listen every day,
exactly.
Tom. Keep listening. You know everything that's going on.
Okay.
Thanks,
you know everything that happens on the show.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
Receding hairline asshole.
And that's a prime example of what happens on this show that doesn't happen on other shows. He gets through. I want to hear what he has to say and address it. And there it was. The guy. An uninformed jerk off.
You guys. I mean, look, and he said something funny, and we kind of laughed.
Yeah.
I mean, most guys are so egotistical; they do nothing wrong. And the reason why it was compelling is because usually talk radio is about news and blah 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 and celebrities. Very rarely do you get a guy who's the star of the show let everybody in because you're actually, letting assholes like him in to say that shit about your chick. But you're saying, fuck it. Go ahead. This is really going down.
That's what's happening in real
time. That's why it's compelling.
Can I tell you why yesterday's show was so compelling?
Why, Opie?
Because I know radio like this.
He's pointing to the back of his hand.
On your hand?
No, the
freckles on your forearm?
With the bump that Voss put on the back of your hand with a golf ball?
Wait, that's over.
Your malignant tumor?
It's still there.
It looks like a rocky road.
The reason yesterday's show was so compelling is because everyone is talking about it today.
Ah! Look at that.
Jagger's saying that, his show, he's the representative of the show, I guess. It's his show. So their show in general saying it wasn't compelling. Really? Then why are you talking to us today? There's no other reason to talk to us today.
Right. Yeah.
We created talk. That's what you do with a talk show.
Right.
What do you do?
Even that guy.
That speech on compelling was compelling. That's what I'm saying.
I'm compelled to find something compelling.
That was compelling what you just said. It made me. I feel compelled to comment on what you just said about compelling.
I would be compelled by what you just said, but I'm still so compelled about that compelling stove refrigerator.
Yes, it was compelling.
If I could say refrigerator.
Hold on. Let's say hi to Jason in Oklahoma. Jason.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Jason.
I would like to apologize on behalf of the state of Oklahoma for that last caller.
Are you apologizing for Tom?
Yeah, we're banning Oklahoma from the show today.
We're putting a gag order on Oklahoma.
We have to do it.
You still have fans here.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Alrighty.
All right. Brett in Boston.
Hey, Ope, what's going on, bud?
Hey.
So you are a genius marketing guy, but that was clearly not compelling radio yesterday. I hate to say it. You know, we're listening to Ant talk like a lunatic to these hospital people, and it just probably wasn't working out, even for us regular listeners.
But
no. Come on, guys.
One man's opinion. It's all subjective.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is, don't you, when you're talking to, like, corporations, and don't you get so frustrated that they put you on hold and put you through this and that? Don't you deal with that all the time, right, sir?
I can't.
Well, you know,
I can't. We're gonna end this because this is so. It was an amazing show yesterday. The Daily News wrote about it.
First of all, I didn't put
people
it on the radio. I didn't put it on the radio for it to be a great, compelling segment. It was happening. I couldn't, in all honesty, come in yesterday and do a show about goofy stories in the news, Brett. It's not a thing. I couldn't just come and sit down. I didn't want to take another day off and just sit at home stewing about this. So I figured I'd come in and put it out over the air. Whether it made great radio or not wasn't my motivation or anything.
So here's the deal.
Okay.
Anthony, here's the deal. The people that hated the radio yesterday would probably also hate to see Jimmy Norton at the Pittsburgh Improv tonight, tomorrow, three shows.
It's a plug.
I saw Jimmy last night. I also saw him in Secret Agent Man. And, you know, Jimmy was hysterical as usual. You'd expect that.
Yeah.
But the real star of the show afterwards was the Secret Agent Man. He's kind of like a mix between a carny and one of those baseball stadium vendor guys.
Dude, I got to ask you something about how they're feeling in Boston.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Douchebag.
I do that much better than you.
I got him to say yeah. That's all I wanted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the timing was
I
off.
I just wanted him to say yeah.
Man, it made me uncomfortable.
I just wanted him to
I
say
feel
yeah.
Bad for him.
You don't give him the fucking Boston fucking sympathy
all,
shit, yeah. Mister.
I wasn't. Don't get mad at me.
I felt uncomfortable about that. I'm shaking my seltzer bottle at him.
Like an old Jew. The only time you scare me is when you have your fucking wine
Look
glass.
Look at you, young man.
Don't you give him your sympathy?
I got him to say. Yeah, that's all I was trying to get him to say. And then
I
hung
just,
up on him.
Little, it was just uncomfortable.
All right, look.
You and your shaking.
I'll crash myself.
Pussies, when are you going to prove you didn't put a gag order on the other show? Is Mark Chernoff here?
What? No, he's been fired.
He's been fired?
No, I don't know where he is.
Wearing revealing. They thought he was nude until they realized all those slacks are just form-fitting.
No gag order, you douchebag.
He knows it.
Come and who said that? What nameless douche said that.
Wilma. Fingerdo.
Wilma. What is that?
I don't know. Some funny.
Call. Thing. Why don't you call and at least face the show as real human beings and not faceless typing?
See, we don't deal with radio shows that just openly lie.
Yeah.
If Mark is here, call. Bring him in. Because it's, you know, the radio shows can say whatever the hell they want, and, you know, they're not held accountable, just like these stupid news programs that we're talking about today. We did not put a gag order on anyone.
No gag order, you ass.
Ask Tom if he wants to come in and prove that we didn't do it.
Yes.
We hate Tom on our show, but he could help us today.
And tell him to put on a non-homosexual appearing tie.
Tom.
As I said that he walks in.
Simple as this. Here's Tom Chiasano, a man of his word.
Who you hate on your show.
Well, yeah.
I got caught saying.
I mean, the last time you were on, we were talking about, like, you know, getting a sunburn. It was kind of depressing for everybody.
No gag orders.
Thank you.
Okay.
No gag orders?
No.
Tom Chiasano, a man of his word. He's got a reputation in this business. He worked with Howard forever. And, you know, the fact is we did not put a gag order on JV and Elvis. They made up that crap.
Stop it.
No. Who's they?
Huh?
Nobody made up any crap.
Mark Chernoff told them to stop. It had nothing to do with us. And they stopped on their own.
We said we don't want our two shows fighting. And you and they both agree. So we've all moved on.
No, we didn't agree. We just decided to move on.
We just moved on.
Yeah, because it's not really important and to the overall picture of what we're trying to accomplish.
Dick,
right? Huh?
If you're going to call me in here, don't be a dick.
No, I'm not being a dick, but you got to tell it like it is. We don't carry the way is what I'm getting at. We don't.
There was no gag order. Jesus, gag order.
Okay, gag order.
Because they report differently. They said that we told,
Who's
what?
They?
Huh? JV and Elvis said
they
that.
They it differently.
Huh?
No, they didn't.
JV and Elvis said on their show that they were told to stop and that we were the ones that forced that.
No. I don't think that's what they said, and you're not, and you didn't force anything. Okay?
Thanks, Tom.
All right, my pleasure.
But there was no gag order, right?
The good thing is it's summer's over.
There's no gag order, right?
And we don't have to worry about SPF as much as we did before.
There's no gag order, right?
All right,
thank you.
Sunscreen conversation.
Only, I'll wait till he goes.
What?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The only gag order would be on other men who wear ties like that that order to gag when they're on Fire Island. Tom's a straight man.
The fact is we love when people talk about our show. It just helps us in the end.
It's a gay tie.
And we love taking on all all parties.
Oh. Good last-minute diversion.
Yeah, man. Really?
Huh? Ah, they're trying to keep everybody happy. What can I tell you?